Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I give you praise. I give you glory. Thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus for another opportunity that we have to gather around your word. I ask in the name of Jesus that you speak to us. Cause next few moments to be for light, and for lift. In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen and amen. Well, good morning. It's an honor to be in your space, bringing you God's word. I trust that you rested well. I have established that in dealing with us of sickness and disease, Jesus Christ did not just do something, he became something. Now, I want you to understand this. The same way people ask, is prosperity a blessing or a curse? They should also ask, is it a blessing or a curse? Is it a blessing or a curse? I mean, if you read Deuteronomy chapter 28, and you read the last verse, the last, you know, set of verses, you know, up from verse 7 or verse 28 there about, you know, and just read it, down. All sort of sicknesses are mentioned. And that Deuteronomy 28 says, including that have not been mentioned, every sickness and every disease is a curse. When Christ became a curse, sickness was dealt with. When he became a curse, he became sick. When he went on the cross, he absorbed the curse to himself and dissolved it. Now, I want you to know that the curse is dead. The curse is dissolved. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree. There is a mindset that makes it impossible for you to be sick. You've got to have redemption as your thought pattern. You've got to have the finished works of Jesus as the very foundation of your thinking. Your belief system must be founded on the vicarious atonement of Jesus. What Jesus did in his death, burial, and resurrection is a reality. The curse has been dissolved. Numbers 21, the Bible says, when those fairy serpents came, as many as looked up, God is expecting you to exalt the sacrifice of Jesus and consistently look up at it, because it is looking that your healing manifests. You know, Christ has redeemed us. Now, in redeeming us, he made us redeemed. Christ has redeemed us means you have been redeemed. You are redeemed. You are redeemed. That means in redemption, you did not just get something, you became something, but you actually got something. Now, Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Giving thanks to the Father who has made us meet, Old King James, qualified, New King James, made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life, who has delivered us from the power of darkness, who has delivered us from the power of darkness, who has delivered us from the influence of darkness, who has delivered us from the ability of darkness to hurt us and make us sick, who has left us, who has taken us back from the hand of the devil. We have been delivered from darkness. We have been delivered from darkness. You have been delivered from sickness. You are not about to be delivered. You have been delivered. All right? Who has delivered us from power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Hear this. He says, in him, or in whom, we have redemption. We have redemption. That means redemption is the legal property of every man in Christ. You have redemption. And redemption is symbolic of your freedom from darkness. The Bible says you have been freed from darkness and translated into light. What it means is that where you sit, darkness can no longer dominate you, because God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. The light shines in darkness. The darkness cannot comprehend it. The Bible says you have been delivered from darkness, translated into the kingdom of their son. Listen to me. What happens is that you are now the one that mesmerizes disease. When diseases get on your body, they die on arrival. Why? Because you have been translated. You are now seated in light and with light. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. You are now in God. In him there is no sickness at all. So understand this. You are redeemed, and redemption is your present tense possession. All that Jesus Christ did, that sacrifice, that deliverance from death, is yours. It is yours. Lay claim on your healing, because it is yours. Do it in the name of Jesus. I trust that bless you. I'm sure God let me the thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.